the only way to begin the episode.
Welcome to the Yes Perfect Podcast.
Hello, welcome back. It's been...
It's been 2 years. Ben Stiller? No, William, it is...
We can't yell.
No, well, I don't care.
It's Ben Dover.
So right now, it is 11:50
fucking PM.
PM.
No, yeah, 11:49.
I'm sorry. I wanted to round it up. 11:50 on a Tuesday night.
We're currently in a hotel room in Anaheim, California.
We just got back from Disneyland.
Yes.
And okay. Vinny, tell them what we've been doing.
Oh, by the way, today's March 28th.
Waiting for Mickey's Runaway Railway.
To run away from our lives.
For a combined 3 hours.
Through 3 fucking hours.
Many goddamn breakdowns, both physical for the ride and emotional for me.
And mentally for all of us.
Yeah, and mentally for everybody else.
Yeah. I can't move now. I'm just stuck.
None of us can move.
I think we're all fucked.
If the audio sounds weird, it's because we're recording it on my cell phone.
In the middle of just one.
We obviously didn't film anything.
We didn't want to film this for real because it just take way too long and we're all way too tired for that.
Oh, I can actually button this.
Hey, no, we got time for it.
Okay.
I'm just trying on a new shirt right now.
Yeah, I'm trying on a new shirt. I got
it
a new shirt.
No, it
has a train on it.
It's just a train.
Get it away from me.
So, for preface... You got on the first time in standby?
Yeah, we were first time
standby,
in standby.
Walked
like,
in, it was 40 on the app.
It was like
by
the
time we got into it, it was 50.
Yeah.
It
and
was
then
like,
we got...
What was it?
The
was like,
first time it got, quote-unquote, broken down, it came on the intercom.
We were right
on the red carpet, which is different from in the queue.
We were in there for 20 minutes at
yes.
that point.
At that point, we were in there for 20 minutes. Actually, no, by the time we got to there, we were already invested, like, an hour.
Yeah, we were there for
By the time
a
we
while.
Got to, like, the oh, first time it broke, we were there for, like, probably about 45 minutes.
I was going to say 40.
And then it broke down
and
for,
it
like,
just,
half an hour,
it just
45 minutes, an hour and a half.
Stayed down.
That was, like, a good 45 minutes.
Yeah.
It was a long time.
So at that point, we invested, what, an hour and a half?
Something like that, yeah.
And then it started up again.
And everybody clapped.
And everybody was so happy.
Too much rejoicing.
Too much
rejoicing.
Hell
yeah. This is it. It's been 2 hours. We're finally getting in here.
They played the pre-show for us.
We
went through the pre-show.
We're
right,
in the cartoon.
Right up to the loading bay for the trains.
The last turnaround.
Yeah, we're at the last turnaround
the last
to
Disney
get on
Magic
the train.
Turnaround.
It just breaks
and
down.
And it broke down again, and they said, you know what? Screw it.
Everyone gets lightning lanes.
Everyone gets lightning lanes to come back later.
So we decide, you know, we'll go
back. We gotta
go back. We'll go back after fireworks at like 10 p.m. when they reopen Toontown.
And we invested already like 2+ hours in that ride, I feel like.
Yes.
I felt like I could have cried at that point.
So we go and we get in the fast or the lightning lane.
I feel like it's an important detail.
What?
He passed out.
I did.
Oh, yeah.
I was just like,
Vinny,
quote unquote, I pretended to pass out, and one of the employees thought I hit my head on the guardrail.
And started yelling at him. It was
like, I did not hit my head. I'm fine.
Which gave us a chuckle. Because we know Vinny obviously did not pass out.
It's like, no.
Yeah, no.
I had a very, very overdramatic rant about how God is dead and stuff like that. And it just, obviously, I meant it as a joke.
Yeah, obviously, we're joking.
But
before we got our fast passes, so we're on the last turnaround before you turn left and go into the cars. Now we know how it works. We've actually ridden it. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, we actually managed to get on it.
So we get lightning lanes and we go about our business. We go basically from the New Mexico straight to like BCA, basically, it feels like. No, we went to Matter.
Smugglers.
That's what we did.
Smugglers Run.
We did Smugglers Run and we found out we could just do it with four of us.
Which is honestly
fun.
The best part.
Which was friggin' awesome.
Yeah.
It was definitely a lot more fun than the first time we did it earlier today.
My throat hurts just from screaming the entire time.
The four of us, we were relentless. We screamed at each other the whole time. Which is probably what made it so much fun.
I gotta say, the look from the cast member at the end of the ride was priceless.
Oh, it was so great.
I hope
it made
that
it was
day,
it was a
nice
little it was a nice bow on top of it all. She had that look on her face where normally how a Disney cast member would be like, all right, we need to exit because we need to make room for the next movie. She looked at us and it was just like, get out. Now.
She wasn't that happy.
To the point where we were walking back to the Toontown area and we were like, I would pay for the recording of that.
Yeah. If Disney ever listens to us, we need...
I'd pay for
some... Do you need Magic Key to have a video pass so you can record yourselves on all the...
On, like, Smugglers and that kind of shit.
Smugglers, what else is, like, by yourself? Smugglers?
Really
just that.
Just Smugglers.
Just Smugglers,
run.
Yeah.
I
just
pay for that.
Yeah. There's plenty of Star Wars nerds who pay for that.
Not us, but we just pay for the bottom of us screaming at each other.
I formally say my down was not going down for half the ride.
Yeah.
But yeah, so Smugglers Run. Then we went to DCA?
No. Smugglers was after DCA.
Smugglers, yeah, then we went
back to Toontown, which was smart. Because the line was by just after the storybook canal boat things. And then they looped us up towards the theater, then up towards, what used to be there? What
the train station.
No, but the train station was the show that...
Mickey Magical Map.
Mickey Magical Map area. So it looped us around there.
Fantasyland Theater, back out and up to the train station, and then back in.
So it looped us back around, and then everyone basically gets to Mickey's Runaway
Railway. The Runaway Railway.
And
the doors
stops.
Open.
Then the line stops, and we send Matt up. The line stops.
I know. Just get closer to
We're Italian. Line. We're loud. We can't help it.
Yeah, the line stops. And then we send Matt up to make sure that we're in the actual right line. Fun fact, we were not. We're in the standby line. On
yeah,
the
then
lane.
It was... For,
so then we walk up. Doors open. Lightning lane. Walk in and see the other half of the line that we have not seen before, because we've seen the whole rest of it.
Get to one part in the main hallway and stop.
Just full-on stop.
Just full stop.
And it's one of those things where it's just like...
We all looked at each other. No one said a word.
There's no way this is happening again.
We all thought it. Fun fact.
It happened again.
But they only announced it. I feel like when
they only announced it one time.
I feel like when they announced it, though, it was only, like, 15 minutes after that.
Yeah, it was a while. We stayed in the same place for a long time.
I feel like being in... Walking into Fantasy... Walking into Toontown...
Shards of ice just went down my throat.
So, shards. For preference, we have a mini fridge. Apparently it's real cold. And Joey's drinking basically a water slushy.
Oh, it's not even a slushy. Think of someone it's like broke ice. Glass and threw it in.
It's okay, it melts.
I know. It doesn't feel like
okay,
it.
So yeah, we
stayed water in that water.
In the same spot for maybe like 15 minutes before
like
they announced it.
But it was temporarily basically busted.
Yeah.
In the Disney way, the most Disney way possible. And after they announced it, 15 minutes.
Couple people in line left. And then it got back online and it got more applause.
And literally all of us looked at each other, no one stopped clapping.
No one stopped. We were all... Yeah, nobody start clapping.
And everyone on the ride with us was just...
Yeah, the people in the car with us were in the same boat. We were all weathering that same storm. We were just sick of it and we wanted it to be over.
And then it was over.
And now this is our way of celebrating by bitching about it.
We did the conga.
Oh, the conga was fun.
We sat through the
pointless vortex room.
We listened to Mickey's Mousecapades.
Yeah.
Or whatever the hell it was.
It doesn't matter.
Wait for 3 hours, I'd give the ride a nice, solid... 5.36.
But since we waited
3 hours, I don't want to give it a rating.
Yeah.
It doesn't
So instead, we'll use it by time. Would we all write it if it was 10-minute wait?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Would we write it if it was 20-minute wait?
Yes.
Yes.
Now it's the fun part. 30-minute wait.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. No, 30 minutes, I'm not writing it for 30. 40.
No.
Yes.
Yeah.
50.
If we guaranteed no breakdowns in that 40 minutes, 40, yes.
45.
I'd probably say no breakdowns.
Under 55 minutes.
Yeah, I'd say,
if you're guaranteed no breakdowns.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Guaranteed
minutes,
no breakdowns, yeah. No, I'd say 45 is probably fine.
And the reason I say 45 is because I waited for Buzz yesterday like an hour and a half.
Oh no!
And was that really an hour and a half?
That was an hour and a half. So I'm like, you know what? For Buzz, if I did it for Buzz, I will do it for that.
We hopped in line. It said 25 minutes for Buzz.
Yeah, it was an hour and a half.
I played Pokemon Go the whole time, so I didn't
I played the most Pokemon Go I've ever had, probably ever.
You're welcome for that, by the way.
Yep. So that's our review.
Yeah, so to sum things up, we waited 3.5 hours, give or take. 3 breakdowns for Runaway Railway. Was it worth it? Absolutely not.
Oh, hell
fucking
no.
But we survived Runaway Railway.
We survived the wait. Woo. Bet this episode doesn't see the light of day.
This episode is going to be a snippet.
Fuck it, I'll just shove it on my second channel.
Yeah.
Everyone just posted.
What are you talking about? It's going up right after I hit in.
Yay!
No edits. So they're getting that weird Will moan at the beginning.
Yeah. Let's go. Good. That's how I feel on the inside. I'm just gonna
That's how I also felt on the inside. Because at what point we were just like, we were invested in this. We invested so much time in it to the point where I was like, okay, we can't use this for anything
when
else.
We just started college fund for it.
The thing is that we, is that the lightning lane they gave us to come back wasn't specifically for us to come back. We could just have used it for anything we wanted.
Except
for Radiator Springs Racers and Rise of the Resistance, which made sense. And then Peter Pan.
Which we're all
in Fantasyland, which we were all very, very confused about.
Because I don't know if Peter Pan has lightning.
It does. I figured, and it would have made sense too, because it had fast passes in Disney World.
I don't get why Peter Pan the ride is so popular.
Yeah, I don't get it either. Like, it's okay, but it's not like
I've been on it since they refaced it.
I mean,
it's the same thing.
It's the same thing.
I know it's the same thing.
Exactly. That's right. You don't need to do it.
I went on Snow White for the first time since I was a child.
Yeah, we got on Snow White for the first time since the coat of paint. It's not scary anymore.
It's not scary.
Bullshit.
We should count how many rides we rode today.
We rode Smugglers twice.
Indiana Jones.
Oh yeah, that was good. We got there right at the right time for that one.
Rode
Runaway.
Yeah,
put that one up on there.
Runaway. Thunder,
Space Matterhorn.
The Space Matterhorn.
California.
We went on
Spider-Man.
Spooderman. That got a good workout.
My arm felt longer than it. It was an hour, which is what it should have been.
Yeah.
It felt longer.
Yeah.
It did feel a lot longer.
Yeah.
The ride itself is worth it for an hour. For an hour, it's worth it.
Yeah. It's a fun ride.
I wish it read my inputs better, but
It was being weird today.
Me and Matt were hard carrying on our side.
Yeah, you were. It was weird when I was throwing my webs. I saw orange webs coming out of my end of the vehicle, and I'm like, "That's not my color."
Oh, I was going that way. I was shooting your side.
Mine went.
I was just like, I had like my line. I was like, "All right, cool." Matt's like doing this.
I'm talking probably 60% of my webs went right into the floor.
Yeah,
like in front of me. I'm like,
I was like pointing up there, and it was hitting the floor.
Excuse me for being 5'9", fucking not being able to be motion tracked well, apparently.
But yeah, we rode 9 rides.
We did pretty all right for ourselves.
9 rides for getting there at what 9:15, 9:30.
We also waited for Hungry Bear for like fucking 2
ages,
hours.
Yeah.
Hungry Bear was only...
No.
It was a while.
2 hours.
It was a while.
It was 45.
I feel like, because I got 1:30. We got there. I think we were walking there at like 12:30.
Yeah.
We got it.
And by the time we finished, it was...
like 1.
Yeah.
Yeah,
tomorrow we order food as we're walking to it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now we know.
Or
maybe just don't eat between the hours of 12 and 2.
Yeah, I knew it. I knew realistically as soon as...
Eat at 11.
I knew as soon as we... I like, part of me in the back of my head knew that as soon as we were heading to Hungry Bear at like 12:30, I was like, we're not going to be out of there until like 2. Like, there's going to be nowhere to sit. The lines are going to be super long. And like, this
the lines
is
weren't
be
long. It was just,
goddamn
it
nightmare.
It was just the mobile ordering. I got a... band, whatever it's called, magic band.
That's
cool.
Yeah,
I'm kind of excited for it. The fact that I don't have to do anything anymore.
Yeah,
I don't have to bust out my phone every 10 seconds.
And then it's just kind of saved on the band.
Yeah, that's kind of cool.
Pretty nice. Also, we realized you just do like a Doctor Strange portal opening.
Yeah, 100-year silver dollar is what I'm calling it.
Yeah, I'm gonna try it more when we're walking around the park when it like
buzzes.
I just want to.
We're all just gonna be like.
I was going to be trying to open portals to different parts of the world.
And for people who don't know Doctor Strange, who don't care about Marvel, we're doing the Snoop Dogg.
You'll know drop it like it's hot, Nance. Like
yes.
But yeah. You know which one.
All right, everyone, give it an out of 10 rating for today, Disney as a whole. That's including the 3 hours, that's including all the rides, that's including us yelling at each other.
6.9. No,
I gotta say, we gotta take into account that it is spring break.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like, the crowds were, like, fine. Like, they weren't
awful.
No. It was a very busy day at the park.
I walked out and I didn't feel like kicking a child once. So I think we're all good there. So
for that, that's a win for Vinny.
It is a win
for Vinny. That's at least a 6.5 for Vinny.
Yeah.
I'll say, though, like, for a spring break day, us doing 9 rides.
It wasn't awful. Yeah. We actually were pretty productive.
Minus
4 hours of waiting.
I would give it like an 8.
I don't know, an 8.
I think that's fair.
I'd give it like a 7.5.
Yeah. The fact that we rode all the big ride set. The only big ride we didn't ride was Rise.
Yeah.
Like Matterhorn check, Space for. Mountain check, Pig Thunder check. Like the fact that we didn't ride.
Indy check, yeah. We did a lot. We did all the big rides.
Indy was fun.
I swear something people behind us. The kid can't see.
Skill issue. It's a height issue, I guess.
Forward anyway.
Like,
wait, is that what they complained
about?
Yeah.
They worried that we were all too tall.
I was like, skill issue. Well, I guess it's a height issue, actually.
That was the best thing. That seems like it's a skill issue.
Skill issue. Wait, though. That's like, height issue,
actually. You don't need to look forward.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Cry about it.
Yeah, exactly. Height issue. Skill issue.
Well, if they had a problem, they could just ask, hey, can we sit in front? We've been
dude.
For us, it's like all of them are the same.
I'm thinking about skill issues now. Fucking, that entire second run on Smugglers was nothing but skill issues. Hey,
you know, we still got a better score than...
We did. We got a better score than we did the first time we went. Not by much, but we got a better score. Just the four of us.
We almost lost. Like, we almost lost the ride, which I didn't think was a thing. We survived with 16% of the Millennium Falcon alive.
Well, I figured if we would have had engineers in the back, we probably would have done better with that. But we wouldn't have.
It was because my down did not down. It was bugging the crap out of me.
I mean, was it better than dealing with the two guys?
The guys filming it the first time. Yes, we're like, oh my god, how are we surviving?
How are we doing? Okay.
Hey, look, there's this giant wall left.
I gotta say, I think the big lesson we've learned today is trackless rides are not the future of theme parks.
No, they are. They just have to be.
You just need to make sure they work.
I think the difference is Rise has all the stop motion too, and the track probably works. I bet you the track works. I bet you it's all the projection and animatronics and Goofy being in that car in front of you. That's probably what's messing it up.
But the thing is, Disney World does not have this problem.
Exactly.
That's the big question. Why is the Disneyland version fucking up so much? Because it's been down every day.
Yeah.
Same with Indiana Jones. It's been down every day.
And they literally just finished refurbishing it.
Indiana Jones is a whole different problem, unfortunately.
Yeah.
Well, with Indiana Jones, so many components going on at once, I think that's the same thing with Mickey and Minnie. Because at least with Star Wars, if an animatronic's not working, they can play a projection on a screen.
Yeah.
They also have the
Mickey
sound.
And Minnie is just projections.
Well, the thing about Raya, which we're calling like animatronic, obviously Kylo waves his thing around, but other than that, his mouth isn't moving.
No.
He always wears the helmet.
Because he has the helmet on.
Yeah, so it's just, oh my god, the lightsaber didn't go up.
You can tell we're all excitement. Fucking absolutely dead.
Yes.
From today.
We've only been doing this for 20 minutes.
That's fine. Doesn't have to be a long episode anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway,
it's a full fledged episode.
Is that it?
It's not.
Are we done?
I'm good.
Are we done talking?
Die.
We're done. It is now currently tomorrow.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. Yeah. Good morning, everyone.
Good morning. Fuck. You're, for some reason, you're listening to this.
Clockwise.
No, counterclockwise.
So yeah, thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you at some point.
We'll see you when we see you.
Maybe.
I don't know, it's been 2 years already.
Skill issue.
Yep, no.